Egypt's strongest opposition group isn't a political party. It's the Muslim Brotherhood, the oldest and largest Islamist group. At one time, al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri, was a member. But the Brotherhood formally renounced violence in the 1970s. Lately, the group has struggled with a rare public rift within its ranks. It's all coming to a head as the Brotherhood prepares for a change of leadership this month. Ursula Lindsay reports from Cairo.
The 81-year-old leader of the Muslim Brotherhood is about to step down. Mahdi Akif has led the Islamist group for 6 years.
One of my principles is that it's not right for someone to hold the same position for a long time, especially if he's old like me. Change is a blessing.
But change is also hard to manage. Akif heads a group with an estimated 150,000 members, moderate and conservative, educated and rural, young and old. And members often disagree on key issues, such as how strictly should one interpret Islam, how much should dissent be tolerated. Then there's the most important question of all.
Are you a social group, a pressure group, or a political actor?
Ibrahim al-Hudaybi writes about Islamist movements.
This is the everlasting challenge within the Brotherhood.
The older, more conservative members want the Brotherhood to steer clear of politics and focus on charity work and proselytizing. Younger, reform-minded members are more interested in political action. They're willing to form alliances with other parties or social movements to challenge the government of Hosni Mubarak. Abdelmonem Mahmoud is a 30-year-old blogger. He believes the Brotherhood needs to be open to change.
The stage we are in requires a strong political movement to oppose this repressive regime. This is our duty now. It's more important than anything else, more important even than talking to people about morals or prayer.
The Brotherhood has never been allowed to form a political party in Egypt. But in 2005, under U.S. pressure to democratize, the Egyptian government held relatively open parliamentary elections. Members of the Brotherhood ran as independents. At their campaign rallies, they chanted, "Islam is the solution." But they also promised change and reform. The Brotherhood won 20% of parliament seats. After that, authorities banned most Brotherhood-affiliated candidates from running for office, and they arrested some high-ranking members. Many here believe Mubarak's son, Gamal, will run for president in 2011, and the regime wants to make sure there will be no opposition from the Brotherhood. The crackdown has strengthened the hand of conservatives within the Brotherhood. Again, blogger Abdelmonem Mahmoud.
Whenever the regime applies pressure, the group moves in a more conservative direction. The Brotherhood is like a father. If there's a fight outside, he wants to protect his kids, keep them safe in the house.
It's widely expected the next leader of the Brotherhood will come from the conservative wing, someone who will scale back the Brotherhood's political participation and put a lid on internal dissent. But al-Hudaybi says it's dangerous for the Brotherhood to turn away from politics.
That would mean despair amongst Islamists. That would mean that peaceful reform is impossible, and that would increase and empower the sentiment of radicals.
In any case, the increasingly public disagreements have made clear there are several different brotherhoods within the Brotherhood. The group's new leader may manage to postpone resolving these differences, but he won't be able to make them go away. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.